guys, welcome back to Dumb and Dumber. I'm Athena and I'm dumb.
Hi, I'm Trisha and I'm dumber. I'm just kidding. I'm not Trisha.
It's Cooper Reichel.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. I'm a little nervous.
You're nervous.
I'm a little scared.
Okay. You just go, I'm Cooper Reichel from WTV.
I'm Cooper Reichel from WTV.
And I'm dumber.
I'm Cooper. What's the last part? I'm dumber.
Yeah, you got it.
I think that goes in hand in hand.
Yeah, so today, fill-in host Trisha is also out. So we have guest host, more just like guest, yeah. Cooper, on. And today we're going to be talking about how we think people hate on food combos too much, or just like food opinions overall.
I know. I love crazy food combos. It's like my thing.
I think we have to wait. In this conversation, it needs to be processed that Cooper is crazy with his food combinations.
Yeah.
I have multiple pictures of him with Taki dust and not cooked microwave mac and cheese in his hand.
Yes.
Was that good?
It was good.
No.
No, because, see, you're also one of the many haters. You're one of the people that's dumb.
No, see, that's where the line is.
No, see, but that's the point. There is no line in the food combos. You can just do whatever.
No.
And some of these are, like, joking. Like, some of them I do as jokes because people think it's crazy. One that I'm very serious about is anything you can eat, eating it as a dip. Like, tortilla chips with, like, a hamburger helper. Phenomenal.
Oh, wait, I can see
like
that.
Like a taco bowl. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Spaghetti, kind of okay.
Like, as a dip?
Yeah, like, no, like you put spaghetti on a tortilla chip. Like, that's fine. I don't prefer
okay.
it. I prefer just regular spaghetti, but it's good. But I like tortilla chips. Like, I've tried tortilla chips. I've tried to dip many a things. I've tried to make many a things a dip.
Okay, so would you dip it in, like, cream cheese?
No, but someone did. I remember someone told me about this. Takis, and you dip Takis in cream cheese.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty
good. Or not cream cheese. Sour cream.
Sour cream.
Not
yeah.
cream cheese. That'd be gross.
What about, would you dip ice cream? Well, would you dip tortillas into ice cream?
No, I would rather do french fries.
Because yeah,
that's a
french
thing.
Fries with ice cream is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
And people call it weird. I feel like they just, like, aren't experienced in the world. And
I agree. No, yeah, but food combos are so cool. Like, don't you get excited when you go to, like, I went to this coffee place. I was visiting up in Indiana.
Kanye?
Kanye? Yeah, no, coffee.
Oh, I thought I said Kanye. Like,
yeah, big Kanye stan over here.
Okay.
No. I went to this coffee place in Indiana, and all of their combos were, like, crazy. There was one that was, like, coffee with lavender and honey, which I didn't think I'd like because that feels like more of a tea thing.
Mm-hmm,
they had
yeah.
one called the Bee Stinger, which was honey and habanero in a coffee, which sounded good but not my style. I got a PB cup of Joe,
oh,
and it
God.
Had natural peanut butter and dark chocolate in coffee, and it was one of the best cup of coffee I've ever had.
Okay.
And at the end, there were, like, little peanut butter, like, little bits in the coffee at the end, so, like, I tasted peanut butter on my tongue because I, like, texture is huge. That's why I like tortilla chips so much, because the texture, why I love ice, the texture.
Oh,
so
no,
texture
you're
is like
an ice eater.
Yeah, I am an ice eater, avidly. It's great.
No, that's awful. I hate
no
ice
calories.
Munchers. It's so
fills
annoying.
You up.
It's just like, it's.
Oh, that's all I just swallowed it. Oh, that's all you'll hear.
You don't even bite them?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. But wouldn't it be weird if you heard someone in the corner, like all the ice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, what was I going to say? I can see you, like, growing up and, like, you, like, making, like, a kind of, like, the coffee shop that you went to. Like, you made something like that, and you're like, yes! I don't know.
I just like figuring out, like, when I
you would have a pizza shop, but it'd be, like, a bunch of different things.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Like, you'd have weird, like, toppings.
That seems fun. I would love that. Like, I really like, I like different.
You got it.
On my pizza toppings, I like peppers. And
okay.
onions and, like, different meat.
I think
like,
that's very normal.
No, but, like, dude, like, if you had, like,
mm-hmm.
like, spaghetti and meatball pizza, that would be great because the meatball portion of it.
I agree.
Or, like when I went to that pizza place
mm-hmm.
and they had, like, it was, like, capicola. All the words were Italian. I didn't know it. But it was, and it's always going to be, like, a $16 upcharge for adding this. But I went for it. I only got, like, $8 upcharge, I think.
$8 upcharge?
Because I added one instead of two.
Cooper.
But it was this really good, like, Italian meat. And it was so good.
It was prosciutto.
Good. No, it wasn't prosciutto. It was, like,
yes,
capicola.
Was
it really prosciutto?
Yes,
I thought
was
prosciutto with the cheese.
No.
Oh, my alarm's going off. Oh, this is so chaotic. I'm sorry.
This is
no.
It's prosciutto. Prosciutto's meat. I think you're thinking of There's a
Capicola. Hey. That's what it's called.
No, it's not.
That's a different meat. There's a different Italian meat called Capicola.
Okay, well, but what you got was prosciutto.
Okay, you're right. It was prosciutto. Yeah. I'm sorry. It was. But it was really good.
Well, yeah, because that's a very normal combination of food.
Yeah, but like, I don't know where I was going with that. Just meat is really good food, and on pizza would be great.
Yeah, it usually is on pizza.
Yeah, like, I've had Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A pizza sounds good.
That sounds really good.
No, yeah.
I did something like that. I did a Chick-fil-A crunch wrap. I made that with my parents.
Okay.
And, like, it was, like, tortilla chips and, like, Chick-fil-A, spilling, like, fries, the nuggets,
Have
sauce.
Have you seen the Chick-fil-A salad?
That's already a thing.
Not that.
Like a cod salad?
No. Like where they get the nuggets and then they get the fries and then they get the salad box and then they get the Chick-fil-A sauce and they dump it all over and they shake it up.
I have seen that. I make something called smack and cheese where I take the mac and cheese and I add fries and like ranch or buffalo and nuggets and I mix it up. And on that note, have you seen the videos of the guy where he's like, have you seen the, he's like, hey, chef, can you make my food gourmet?
Yes.
I saw this boy where he's like, hey, Ak, can you make my food Aki style? And he's like, for sure. And then he makes it like it was like McDonald's. And
yeah.
I like because he called it Aki style. He's like, hey, Ak, can you make it Aki style? And then he like took the pancakes and the hash browns and the sausage and the bacon and the eggs and he made it like this big sandwich and I don't know why I took away like first time trying sausage in my life. The video ended. The Ak was like first time trying sausage in my life.
Oh my god. I think I saw something. I think I've seen that video, but I've also seen this girl do it, but she did it with Taco Bell and she made it into like a bento box, like a bunch of stuff that you'd see in a normal bento box, and it was so, I don't know, it was cool, but
I think I saw
time,
one like that.
I would be kind of put aback.
Yeah, because I've seen, like, two or three gourmet ones, and it's interesting. But I don't appreciate how they use outside ingredients, you know? Mm. Like, if you're saying, I'm going to make McDonald's gourmet, use McDonald's. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Don't mix it. Don't throw in, like, capers. Of course, that is gourmet inherently. You know what I mean? Or, like, don't throw in
your caviar with it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, so here we have a McDonald's hash brown. And then they proceed to make, like, 7-layer dip. On cake, all with outside ingredients, and they just sprinkle hash brown on top. I made your McDonald's gourmet. Like, what? I don't
know. Yeah. Okay, I have a controversial fast food opinion.
Oh.
I think Whataburger is overrated. Overrated.
Tina.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Big theme. What?
I don't think it's bad at all. I just think it's overrated.
Guys, if y'all saw my face, it's like the shape of an O, but sad. No, what? Whataburger's so good. It's like okay, do you think Whataburger's better than In-N-Out?
What?
In-N-Out or Whataburger? Like, which
In-N-Out.
Oh, Athena, that's where you're wrong.
Well,
were you born in the West Coast?
So
were you born in California?
I was born in Arizona.
Oh, no. Oh, I guess that's that's fine. Arizona's fine, but you weren't born in California, so why are you an In-N-Out fan?
Because In-N-Out's good.
You should be like a Carl's Jr. fan.
My parents actually love Carl's Jr. But I don't think that came from Arizona. But I don't know. I think whatever. It's just like, it's too greasy. It doesn't make you feel like good after you eat it. Like, it tastes good in the moment, but you feel like crap afterwards.
I mean, I think most foods do that to you. I think the foods that taste the best make you feel the worst about yourself.
No, but it's just like, it doesn't taste good enough for me to sacrifice feeling bad afterwards. You know what I mean?
Like
I'm willing
morally
to sacrifice.
Or like, like, do you feel like, can I get it? When you eat food, you're like disappointed in yourself. Like, is it that feeling? Or like,
no.
Just physically you feel sick?
Like, I just physically feel
but
bad.
Sometimes I feel disappointed too after eating.
But like, a bit of both, honestly.
Yeah.
And the only like fast food I'm really willing to make that sacrifice is Taco Bell, because Taco Bell is so good, but it makes you feel so terrible afterwards. But
yeah.
I think Taco Bell tastes better.
I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell is so tasty.
I agree. People
Big
who
Taco
hate on Taco Bell are wrong.
Yeah, no, Taco Bell's great. I just don't like how they switch the menu. They had the Frito Burrito for the longest time. Favorite thing because, you know, the crunch aspect.
Oh,
and they removed
God.
It from the menu. I was so sad.
I don't know. I will only say that hot take that I had on the podcast because I feel like if I brought it out of this room, it would cause a lot of controversy.
I think you'd only have, like, student athletes hating on you. I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel like too. Like football players.
Like, I think, like, Allie wouldn't have anything to say because she's vegan.
Yeah, read Allie's column. It's called Vegan View.
It's really funny because I'm really carnivorous, as one would say. And I just kind of joke about being vegan. I said to Allie, I said, I think I'm going to go vegan. Pretty jokingly. I just spoke it out into the world. And Allie looked, and yesterday we had went to Hot Pot. And Allie looked at me and she said, yesterday you said, I love meat, like 20 times. And I was like, okay, are we not accepting growth or change? But I would never change. Meat is too good. It's like peak food. Like that and like carbs. Like that's all you need.
I really like
the meat
fruit.
And potatoes. Fruit is okay. Fruit's good.
I mean, fruits are okay.
No, like I like fruit. See, it's weird. I love Chick-fil-A fruit cups. They must put something in it that makes it how it is.
Fruits are good.
But fruit cups normally are kind of mid because they have like cantaloupe and stuff that I'm like, oh, these are just okay. I love apples. Big fan of mandarin oranges. I love, I like pears a lot.
These
pears
are
a sleeper
like,
fruit.
These are the most basic fruits I've ever heard.
What? Okay, what's I like grapes. I like pears. No, I had a pear once in my childhood and it was such a core memory.
Okay.
I just remember my mom giving me a pear and I was like, this is phenomenal. But see, what's weird is pears are so sweet, they make me feel like, because I had one recently and my sweetness palate has gone down and it was so sweet that I was just kind of like, I felt kind of gross, like I was eating candy. But
I like mangoes. Mangoes are really good.
I like mango flavoring a whole lot, but the texture, I can't.
Really? I don't think it has that weird of a texture.
I just don't prefer it. It's like too, it feels like I'm eating the core part of an apple. Like, you know, you get a bite of apple core and it's so gross.
No, because I don't like apples.
Okay, that's a problem.
No, okay, it's not like I don't like apples. I think a lot of, like, okay, apples and strawberries. I think I don't like to eat them by themselves. If I can dip them in, like, caramel, or I can, like, get, like, chocolate-covered, like, strawberries, then I'll eat them. Or okay. I like them in other things. I don't like them by themselves.
Have you ever had edible arrangements?
Yes, I love edible arrangements.
The white chocolate-covered bananas? Oh, my gosh. Chocolate-covered bananas are...
I don't like bananas.
What? Athena.
It's the texture. It tastes weird.
No, but see, texture is a huge deal.
No, yeah, it's too mushy.
Texture is my main thing for food.
And you like bananas? That's weird.
Yeah. No, I would try mostly any food once. But it's like the texture is really what does it for me. Like, I love seafood, the taste of it, but I can't clam, shrimp, lobster even. Like, a lot of the stuff I can't really eat because I don't like the texture. You know, texture is a really big indicator. I don't dislike it for the texture. I dislike it for the taste. It makes
it
feels...
doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, and I've tried it different ways, but it just... Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the taste is just... It kind of makes me feel, like, kind of gross and kind of nauseating a little bit. Same with eggs. I think I have a minor
egg allergy.
Oh, I
don't like eggs either.
I don't. Like, literally, I get nauseous just eating eggs too much.
I don't like eggs. We talked about this in a past episode with Jordan about how we think breakfast foods are really overrated.
I mean,
at least
to some degree.
Mm.
But I crave savory things in the morning. I don't
have
a necessarily concept of breakfast. Like, if you handed me, like a full course, like, if you gave me sushi for breakfast, I would eat it.
I would eat
leftover
it.
Pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think lunch and dinner, like, those traditional meals for lunch and dinner are better than traditional breakfast meals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because breakfast and lunch and dinner is anything. Breakfast has just,
it
like,
has limits. And it's
like, weird. Breakfast made itself, like, it staked itself as a category of food.
Yeah.
Like, because if you said...
There's breakfast foods.
Yeah. Because if you said, hey, I'm getting sushi, someone's going to be like, oh, it's not lunchtime. Oh, it's not dinner time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, okay.
But
yeah.
No one would say, oh, it's not breakfast time.
Yeah. Like, if you... Because, like, why is it... It's a thing when you eat breakfast at night. Like, it's weird. It's, like, a special thing. I think, like, most white families have done that at least once.
And I think that's odd.
I've done it once. I didn't like it because it was a lot of eggs.
Weird.
And I don't like eggs. And I was like, if I want a breakfast food, I want it in the morning. I don't want it at night. I want my day to end with something really savory and
meat. But I also just... I also just think, like, pancakes are, like, good every once in a while. If someone is serving me pancakes every morning,
Yeah. No,
like,
maturing...
that's so boring.
Maturing is realizing waffles are better than pancakes, I think. As a kid, I love pancakes, but now they're just too cakey. I don't like them.
You want to know what I think is better than both of them?
What?
French toast.
I knew you were going to say that.
And it's the right option.
I think French toast is okay. I think French toast is, like, if it was, like, someone had to ask me how many times a month could I eat French toast, waffles, and, pancakes.
Pancakes
I could
would
say,
be the least, always.
For me, pancakes would be, like, maybe once every other week. French toast would be maybe twice over the month. And then waffles would be, like, a few times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's just because I have a very core memory. I always used to make French toast with my dad. Mm-hmm. As little. So maybe that adds to my bias. But I think French toast is just better.
No, I think it's good.
And also, but I do think waffles are more versatile. But French toast tastes better.
No, I like French toast. I think part of me, I just know how much egg wash is in it, and that's why it makes me feel a little nauseous,
that makes
too.
Sense, yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of more biased, because, like, I genuinely, like, might have a minor egg allergy. Because, like, I just, like, eating it makes me feel, like, super nauseous. Like, I can stomach some sides of eggs, or, like, in some styles, but other, I just get so nauseous. Like, scrambled eggs, ugh. Yeah. But, like, it's
I
also...
I think scrambled eggs just taste bad.
No, they taste bad, yeah.
And like, no matter, even if people are, like, I make the best scrambled eggs. No, you don't.
No, you're not Maya Silverman.
Yeah.
You don't make the best scrambled eggs. No, I don't know. French toast is good, though, but I think I had a really good take. I forgot what it was. I don't know. I just think... Oh, no, waffles are really versatile. Because my family, like, my parents usually make breakfast, right? There was, like... how it works is usually there will be a breakfast food that's just every morning for, like, a week. Or
see,
a week and a half.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't prefer it as much anymore. I usually didn't mind. But for, like, a week or two... It was PB&J waffles, and it was great. Two waffles,
PB&J.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That
put
sounds,
it together.
I'm going to be honest. That doesn't sound too appetizing.
No, it's fine, because it's waffles. I mean, they weren't, like, good waffles. They were, like, really crunchy. They were kind of, like, floppy, like, normal waffles, but they were good, because it's got the PB&J. Love PB and J.
Okay. I feel like I just like waffles, because, like, Eggos are waffles. You could just grab one and go. Like,
yeah.
It's the most, like... convenient.
Lego my ego.
Yeah. Like pancakes, you gotta put the syrup on there, the butter on there. You gotta get a fork and knife, do the whole thing.
I understand.
Same thing with French toast, but I think French toast is worth the difficulty.
Yeah.
But.
But you know what? You know what'll always get me up in the morning?
What?
The best, I would say, breakfast food. This is the staple of breakfast time.
I know what you're gonna say.
Coffee.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I was gonna say?
Bagels.
Oh, bagels are God's gift to man. I was gonna get into bagels, but I wasn't thinking about it. No, whenever I have a bagel, after a while, I'm like, dude, who let me forget about this? Bagels are so good. Novolox bagels.
They're
oh
really good.
Oh my gosh. No, see, but I love breakfast sandwich, breakfast burritos. Bagel breakfast sandwich are so phenomenal.
You want to know, Einstein I think Bros? One of our friends, Varun, he picks off the capers off. No, you do.
No, I order without capers. I don't like capers. It's
that's
salty.
So crazy. I thought you were a savory man.
Yeah, but
why did you take out the capers?
Because they're too salty. Like, I don't like pickles. I don't like things that are, like, pickled or salty, too salty. Like that.
Okay.
I don't like salt and vinegar. I don't like...
You're a weird guy.
I'm not a weird guy.
I'm
a normal guy. I'm just a man who's living life and loving bagels and coffee. Coffee is so good.
I have an issue with coffee.
Why?
No,
why
I think coffee's
good. Why did I sound like
good.
That? I sound like Elmo just now. I'm sorry.
I think coffee tastes good.
Yeah.
But my issue is I cannot digest a lot of coffee.
Mm.
I am just a very, very, very slow coffee drinker. I will have a very, like a grande from Starbucks could take me an entire day to finish. Because if I drink it too fast, like... I just, like, don't feel good. And I also get really jittery really easily with caffeine. And I just feel gross.
No, I understand that. I tried to switch to decaf because I didn't want to pick up a coffee addiction. Because I don't like it for the caffeine. Like, to me...
You just like the taste.
Knowing I'm getting up to get a cup of coffee wakes me up enough. And I love driving to get coffee. Like, that just, like, makes my morning. Just driving, getting a cup of coffee makes me happy. Because I like waking up early, too, and seeing the sunrise. It's, like, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the taste of coffee. It's so good. But I tried decaf... And I guess I'm so much of a coffee connoisseur that I could tell the difference. It didn't taste good. It tasted bad. Because, like, why are you going to mess with the chemicals of the bean? The makeup of the bean?
But that's what you wanted.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'd rather have a caffeine addiction and get headaches without it if it meant I could have my favorite drink.
Okay.
You know? But it's weird because my sweetness tastes have, like, switched. Like, when I first started drinking coffee, like, more avidly, I would get, like, vanilla lattes with extra vanilla, like, at Dunkin'. And I was like, this is so sweet. Because now I like it where I don't like where it's bitter and it's gross. I like to have a little bit of sweetness, but I love tasting the taste of coffee. Like, I can't have things that are super sweet now. Because maybe because I drink coffee so much, I started progressing. And now anything is too sweet for certain things, but, like...
I think I need decently sweet coffee. Like, to go Starbucks order that is coffee, usually get, like, a caramel macchiato.
Yeah, no, like, what I like, I've kind of learned, because usually I have to switch up and get all these different things figured out, but my best find... was a Summer Moon Latte. Great
Summer
in and of itself.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of the time where it's like, okay, maybe I could start getting this with like 75% sweet. Because it tastes a little too much, like a little too sweet.
Oh, I always get 75%.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about maybe getting down a little bit. But because when I first went to Summer Moon, I just got like, well, it was literally a milkshake, just a vanilla coffee thing.
But it tastes so good.
It tastes great, but I'm like, this doesn't taste like what I want. And at Starbucks, the thing I don't have to change a thing on, that's perfect. If they ever remove it, I will be heartbroken. It's their brown sugar oat milkshake and espresso.
Mm.
It's perfect. And have you seen me drink it where I have to do how I have to mix it?
No, I haven't seen you drink it.
Well, you have to mix it, right? Because the sugar coagulates in the bottom. So I have to put my finger on top of the little stopper thing. And then I like put my mouth over the drinking part, and I put my tongue in a little hole, and I just go, you can't see it, but I shake my head violently. And I like... and if someone saw me, they'd probably think I'm a crazy person. But I'm going to do what I want to do to drink my best coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course. Also, another really good coffee place, Sweetwater. Sweetwater,
like Sweetwater.
Their Dreamy Cold Brew is so good.
It's way too sweet for me. I tried it.
Really? Yeah. I love it.
I went and I tried. Like, I like the aesthetic. I like how it's close. Because for me, I know it's silly because these are kind of like chains and stuff. But I just like real coffee shops. Like, the experience of going to a real coffee shop feels better. The ambiance, the vibes.
No, I agree.
Like, I could have a, like a Starbucks. I know that Starbucks that I, like, drink that I like is, like, it's like a 10 out of 10. It's perfect. But some days, I just want to go to, like, Dutch Bros is more of a chain.
Yeah,
but
Dutch Bros is definitely
But Dutch Bros is more of a vibe, because they're so nice, and they give you stickers. I love it. And they do special events. But, like, I want to go to Dutch Bros or Summer Moon, mm-hmm. so I will...
No, yeah. Or I like to go and study somewhere. So I usually go to Sweetwater a lot, actually.
Yeah.
More than I should.
That makes sense.
But Jordan put me on Dreamy Cold Brew.
I like the Vietnamese coffee. I mean, it's not... Because I used to work at a boba place. I guess this all comes from a circle. Before we get into this, though, it's remind me to come back to the story. I was talking to Trisha, the main host, yesterday. And
Guest host,
I'm sorry. And we were... I was asking her. She said she couldn't do it because she would, like, combust. But I was like, can we go to Dutch Bros and do the 911 challenge where it's, like, 6 shots of espresso? I want to try it.
That's crazy.
Because I say jokingly caffeine doesn't affect me, but I would be off the walls. I'd be like... You know?
You can't drive. You're not driving if
you're drinking that. Well, you can't stop me.
No.
It's not like you can't have a legal limit of...
still,
of caffeine in your system.
No, you would go crazy. Like, I think we gotta get it for you and then just, like, bring you to a field to, like, run around for, like, 6 hours.
That'd be fun. We should try that. No, whenever I get back from spring break, we'll do the 911 challenge.
I'm not doing it with you. I'll watch you do it.
Okay, and we'll go to a field and we can do, like, a picnic or something. I'll hang out and I'll be running around.
I'll have a normal
I'll generate
Dutch
electricity. Rose. Like, like, we'll set up an electricity thing. No, Dutch Rose is great.
Dutch Rose is great.
I'll
boba.
Tell a funny story. Oh, yeah, boba. No, because the boba place I worked at, My boss, she was explaining to me the Vietnamese coffee and, like, how it's, like, it's really bitter because... And they just add sweet condensed milk and, like, coffee, and then it's a bunch of ice, so it waters down, and you sip at it, and it's great. Because I drink drinks kind of fast, so it kind of is a good... taught me a good lesson in sippage, as you would say. But I love it. That Vietnamese coffee is so good. And I tried Sweetwater. Obviously not as good as a boba latte. Boba latte, I might be biased because I work there, but their coffee is, like, really good coffee. Like, they have amazing coffee. And it's like, it's nothing really special. It's just espresso. And that was the full circle thing I was talking about is whenever I would make a lot of custom drinks there. One was called the Muddy Matcha. It was really gross. We made the jelly fields. I brought grape jelly because we had a strawberry fusion tea. We made a strawberry jelly. So I made a grape fusion tea. And it was great. I love making drinks. The banana black milk tea. That was my magnum opus. That and the grape fusion tea. I'm pretty sure we're out of time. Sorry for rambling. Thanks for having me.
Yes, no problem, Cooper.
Just spoke. Thanks.
But yes.